Our Old Testament lesson is from Zechariah chapter 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he. Humble and mounted on the donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle lessons from Romans chapter 7. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold under sin. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but the sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Rise for the reading of the gospel. Our gospel lesson comes from Matthew chapter 11, beginning at the 25th verse. And at that time, Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I suppose that the cliche sermon after coming back from vacation is what I did on my vacation. This being the 4th of July weekend, I could also attempt some sort of Star-Spangled Banner homily. Honestly, looking for something easy, I groaned when I looked at the gospel text. The last verses were the gospel lesson for Charlie's funeral. Preachers supposed to be able to bring out treasures old and new, but I just didn't feel like I had anything to add right now. So, as we toured Disney, I was looking for some spark of something to say today. But the more we walked around, the less I could think of anything. Grandma and Grandpa Brown had gone to some expense to arrange the vacation, so I wanted to be sure that we, meaning my kids, were gracious. At the same time, I wanted the kids to have a blast. And I wanted to satisfy both of those groups without ending up in divorce court. Days were planned out to the minute in advance, be it It's a Small World at 10:23, but when Ethan decided that a ride like Star Wars, Star Tours was too scary. The schedule was fake by 9:21. Or when some flake of a 16-year-old girl cuts through 40 minutes of a line to find mom, just to collapse at the head of the line and stay crumpled up, holding up everybody for 60 minutes while the paramedics were called, only to get up and walk away. Or when the number of miracles that I saw outnumbers a Benny Hinn tent revival, as wheelchairs-bound 30-year-olds roll to the front of the lines just to spring out of that wheelchair to get onto the ride. Or enough travelogue. By day 5 in the parks, our only day with everyone from the gathered family together, the desperation to get it right clung like the ever-present Florida humidity. Father, Lord of heaven and earth, was the furthest thing from my mind. I was Father, aunt of Animal Kingdom, who couldn't get Anna the pin she was looking for, get my mom the only thing in the entire kingdom that she would eat, and Ethan on any ride. And as we were walking by a reconstruction of a baobab tree, which happens to be the central element for BBS this year, this tree was massive and had been intricately carved with shapes of various animals. The entire circle of life was present. David looks at that tree and asks, "Is that real?" We knowing adults smirk and snicker and answer, "Of course not." David responds after a beat, "That's the problem with Disney. It's all fake." I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. I do not do the good that I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. We struggle under all of those expectations, those laws. And it's not that any of them are necessarily wrong. I agree with the law that it is good. We can also at times be so lost that we can't tell the difference between the real law of God and the fake law in our own members. In a significant way, it doesn't matter. Whether we are attempting to fulfill the law of God or our own laws, we fail. We either become Disney class fakers or we end up with St. Paul. "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" Of those two places, only one is the gospel. Because the gospel is for failures. The gospel is for the good intentions gone bad and ugly intentions carried out. The gospel is only for those who can't fake it anymore. Because the gospel is not about the law. It's about the Father's gracious will. You can't fake the cross. You can't fake the resurrection. And it's through those that we know the Father. A father who always wanted the best for his children, but it never seemed to quite work out. So he came down and did it himself for us. And he offers it free of price. "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." We no longer pull a yoke of the law, but one of grace. We no longer need to be fake, but are called to be real, including those hurts and those disappointments and those failures. The only burden is grace, offering it as it has been given to us, freely. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The law is still good, but in Christ, we don't fake it, and we certainly don't make it. We struggle, and we witness, and we fail, and we forgive. Resting on that real grace of that real cross. Amen.